Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Northwestern High School, about 5 miles to the west of Kokomo. Basketball on a Friday night. Northwestern Tigers going to host the Tipton Blue Devils tonight. We'll mention tonight's education-based basketball game made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for Putney in sports since 2008. We are thankful to Robbie Kendall. We're here with the ball game now. We'll mention pretty good crowd on hand here tonight. Not too far to travel. A lot of Tipton folk in the gym. And I look across the way there behind the scores bench, quite a few. A bunch of purple and white. 11:09 on the pregame clock. Both teams on the floor. Blue Devils are shooting around at their leisure. Still kind of working some lines over there on the other side of the gym floor. That's the Northwestern Tigers. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. School enrollment, 454. Blue Devils are in class 2A, sectional number 39. In their sectional, Madison Grant, they're 3-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 4-1 versus class 3A opponents, excuse me, 2A opponents. They're overall 8-3. The Taylor Titans, they're 1-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 5-0 versus class 2A opponents. They are 11 wins and 0 losses to this point. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. They're 1-0 in sectional play. They're 4-0 versus class 2A opponents. Overall, they're 9-3. The Eastern Comets are 1-0 in sectional play. They're 3-0. Class 2A opposition, they're 7-3 overall. Followed up by Elwood. Elwood, they're 1-3. They're 1-3 again versus class 2A. They're 4-7 on the season. The Eastbrook Panthers, they're 1-3. They're also 1-3 versus class 2A opponents. They're 3-7 on the season. And the Blackford Bruins, they're 0-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-4 versus class 2A opponents. They're 4 wins, 8 losses on the season thus far. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils. The principal is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The assistant AD is Alex Weddle. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. There were the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight's game is an East Division matchup. Tipton Blue Devils at the Northwestern Tigers. Well, maybe the Blue Devils are currently 9-3. They're 2-0 in the East Division. They average, per game average in 12 games, 64.3 points offensively on the scoreboard. We mentioned the coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 4 at Tipton. 55 wins, 29 losses. We mentioned overall he's working in year number 42, 42nd year, 552 wins, 388 losses. Next game on the agenda for Tipton after tonight. We're going to take about 8 days off. We're going to return about 8 days off next Saturday, the 21st day of January, a 6:30 start. It's going to be the Kokomo Wildcats. They're going to be in the Tipton High School gym going against the Blue Devils. Don't forget, 6'10", going to be a guy to reckon with. We'll also mention a little bit about the Northwestern Tigers. Tigers, the home team on the scoreboard tonight. They have a school enrollment of 605. We'll mention the gym capacity right here at Northwestern, 1,888. Sectional 3A's where they belong. They're in sectional 3A, I should say class 3A, sectional 23. There are 7 in their sectional, and they are Norwell. Norwell 2-0 versus sectional opponents this year, 4-0 versus class 3A opponents. They're 11-2 overall. Oak Hill, The Golden Eagles are 4-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 6-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 11-1. The Peru Tigers, they're 1-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 3-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're 5-3 overall. Machaniqua, the Braves are 1-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 1-2 versus Class 3A opponents. They are 6-4 overall. Belmont, the Belmont Braves are 0-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 1-4 versus 3A opponents. They're 7-6 overall. And winding up the Class 3A sectional 23 is Mississinawa. Mississinawa, they're 0-4 versus sectional opponents. They're 0-5 versus Class 3A opponents. They are 2-8 on the season. We'll mention a little bit about the Northwestern administration. The principal is Tim Shaw, the athletic director. He was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We appreciate Mr. Michael Horseman, also athletic secretary. She's also instrumental for our putting me in sports, Christina Kidwell. Wilmington Northwestern High School is located at 3431 North 400 West, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. You can dial them by telephone at 765-457-8101. Their website is a long one. Here we go. nwsc.k12.in.us/o/northwestern-athletics. We'll mention it with the colors purple and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West Division, 10 teams, 5 in each division. We'll mention that at the top currently of the East, Tipton. They're 2-0. They're 9-3 overall. Second place presently, they're pretty much tied. Northwestern and Tipton, they're both 2-0 in the East Division. This could be a good matchup. 5-3 overall, Northwestern. Cavs, Lewis Cavs Kings are 1-1 in the East. 7-3 overall. Hamilton Heights Ducks are 1-2 in the East. They're 3-8 overall. The Western Panthers are 0-3 in the East. They're 8-5 overall. Now the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. At the top is Benton Central. Benton Central 2-0 in the West. They're 10-3 overall. Followed up by Central Catholic. They're 1-0 in the West. And they're 6-5 overall. Rensselaer. Central Bombers are 1-1. They're 7-4 overall. West Lafayette, the Red Devils, are 0-1. They're 5-6 overall. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 0-2 in the West. They're 6 wins, 6 losses overall. We mentioned the Northwestern Tigers are currently 5-3 on the season. They're 2-0 in the East Division. Offensive output in 8 ball games, they are averaging 51.5 points offensively. The head coach is Mr. Jim Dish. Jim Dish working in year number 19 at Northwestern High School. 257 wins, 143 losses. That's quite a record. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Northwestern. It's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday, 6 o'clock for JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Clinton Central will be right here with the Northwestern Tigers. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference game night. Game night tonight, Friday, January 13th. Who cares? Yes, it's Friday the 13th. It's just another date on the calendar. 6 games tonight in the Hoosier Conference. 3 Hoosier Conference divisional matchups among these 6 games. 7:30 starts tonight. 10-3 Benton Central are at 6-5 Central Catholic. Another 7:30 start. 3-8 Hamilton Heights are at 5-8 LaPel. An 8 p.m. start tonight. 3-8 Tankage Valley are at 66 Twin Lakes tonight. A 7:30 start tonight. 7-3 Lewis Cavs are at 2-10 Pioneer. And the last 7:30 start tonight is 9-3 Tipton. They're right here with 5-3 Northwestern. And another 8 o'clock start tonight is 5-6 West Lafayette. They are at 7-4, Rensselaer Central. We'll mention that's 9 of the 10 Hoosier Conference team members in action tonight. The only team idle tonight are the Western Panthers. So they're throwing the ball around. Both teams going through some lines again. They play a little Survivor. Survivor Eye of the Tiger. If you didn't know, that's the last album that Mike Petrick was the lead singer. After that album, they came out with Vital Signs. Vital Signs singer Jimmy Jameson. Jimmy Jameson from Survivor. Got to see him with Survivor as they led off for REO Speedwagon at Market Square Arena. That was my first REO concert. That was November 27, 1982. That was a fun time, like they all are. So there's about a minute 43 seconds left on the pregame. The band making a definite joyful noise. I knew this band was going to be good when they rolled in the drum set. They rolled it in on rollers. They probably got about a 50-member band right there. And I looked over at the spirit section. Spirit section couldn't quite tell what their theme is for tonight. But I counted up. They had about 60 when I counted the first time. They probably have close to 80 now. Pretty good spirit section. 1:10 on the game clock. Pre-game varsity competition coming up. JV contest was won by Northwestern. So they're working right there. WIOU right next to us. Pretty kind gentleman got to work football with him in the booth right there. Chips and Blue Devil football. What a quality gentleman. WIOU is good. Check it out if you want to. I don't care if you fail. From putting in sports, we just want you to hear the ball game tonight. 37 seconds, clock rolling down. While we're thinking of it, we'll mention Cambridge Fieldhouse. Couple of days away on Sunday, the January 15th. Two exciting exhibitions. The Harlem Globetrotters are going to be at Cambridge. That's going to be a memory for a lifetime. Their opponent, the Washington Generals. They're going to have two games on Sunday the 15th. First one will start at 12:30. The second one will start at 5:30. You can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com and you can pick up your tickets right there. HarlemGlobetrotters.com. They're going to be at Cambridge Fieldhouse down on Pennsylvania Avenue, downtown Indianapolis. That's going to be on Sunday the 15th. 12:30 and 5:30 start time. Get ready to have the national anthem. We're going to set this down as they present the colors. Northwestern Tigers high school band sounded marvelous. And so, and take the collars back off the floor. Couple of students right there, female variety, paying homage to our great nation. They're going to mention the starting lineups here momentarily. We'll go ahead and start that up. We'll mention the starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. Tipton Blue Devils is going to start like this. Wearing number two, he's a 6'1" senior. That's Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway averaging 6.2 points per ball game. Wearing number three, 6'5" sophomore. That's Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter averaging 16.4, 6.8 rebounds a game, and he's dishing it out. Assists leads the team with 8.4. Wearing number five, 5'11" sophomore. That's Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley averaging 2.4 points per game. He shoots 63%. From the two-point line, from the three-point line, 50%. He's 5-for-10 on the season. And wearing number 11, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, 6'1", junior. Nolan Swan, we'll mention, 16.5 points per game average. 4.5 dishing it out right there, assists per game. And we'll mention in the starting lineup is number 23, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a 6-foot junior, 12.4 points per ballgame, 3.6 assists. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Now, for the Northwestern Tigers, Tigers will start like this. Wearing number two, 5'10 senior, he's averaging 8.9 per game. That's Mario Reed. Also starting tonight, wearing number 23, he's a 6'7" senior. That's Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry averaging 18.4 points per game. He leads the team in rebounds with 6.8 on the season. 8 ball games, 43 assists. Wearing number 24, 6-foot junior, Quentin Yackel. He's averaging 1.5. He shoots 50%, 2-point territory. Wearing number 25, 5'10", he's a senior. That's Caden Greer. Caden Greer, 6.6 per game average. We'll mention number 30, 6'3" senior, Connor Bosky, averaging 3.1 per game. The head coach for the Northwestern Tigers is Mr. Tim Dish. Blue Devils going to jump it up. It's going to be Grady Carpenter, 6'5", sophomore, wearing number 3. Jumping it up for Northwestern, number 23, Cohen Berry. He's a senior, 6'7". He's cleaning the bottom side of his shoes off. You know when you see a guy cleaning their shoes off on the bottom, they're ready to play. Going to jump it up right now. 8 minutes on the game clock, 7:27 on the wristwatch. Toss is good. High enough, tipped by the Blue Devils, Grady Carpenter. He comes up with it from the hands of Maverick Conaway in the front court. Jackson Money out top. Works it around out top again. Maverick Conaway, left side, Quigley. Back out top, Nolan Swan. Works it right side around the perimeter. Jackson Money touching him to Maverick Conaway. Grady Carpenter in the paint. Spin move. They kick it back out. 3-point shot short off the mark. Wouldn't go. That was Sam Quigley. Rebound Northwestern. Credit the board. Number 25, Caden Greer. Falls in the front court. First time, first possession for the Tigers. Out top of the basketball, Mario Reed. He'll work it right side. They move the ball around. Cho and Barry. They go baseline off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Going to be an over-the-back call. As number two, Mario Reed went baseline, couldn't get the bucket. Goes up for the rebound over the back. He'll commit the first foul in tonight's ball game. Going to whistle out on Mario. We'll hope we'll get some help. There is their help on the scoreboard. It's his first team foul, number one on the Tigers. Going to bring it up in the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. Working against him full court is Quentin Yackel. Yackel on him like glue. He dishes off Jackson Money in the front court. Maverick Conaway, they're working around the perimeter. They dribble in. Nolan Swan, right-handed layup off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Blue Devils, 2-0. Just over a minute gone by. 6:52 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court. Northwestern Tigers, Cohen Berry. 6'7", triple thread. He'll dribble right. He'll bring it back out top. They'll reset the offense with Quentin Yackel. Yackel going to dip it down low off the glass. Didn't use the glass. Got the bucket. Shred the bucket. Right there, Connor Bostic. They're working through the front court. 2-2 contest. Tipton, Northwestern, in the paint. 2-point shot, rims around. Nolan Swan couldn't get it. Rebound, Cohen Barry. Cohen Barry to the front court on the dribble. They'll bring it back out top. 24, Quentin Yackel. Look at the left side behind the arc. Caden Greer. Caden Greer working against him is Sam Quigley. Back out top to work the basketball, Quentin Yackel. Back to Mario Reed, the point guard. He'll dribble against Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in, take it to the corner. Thought about a shot, Quentin Yackel. He's going to bounce the baseline right there. Owen Berry. Owen Berry couldn't get the shot. Dish it back around. 30, Connor Bossy. From the corner, three-point shot, good. Where's the bucket? Right corner baseline. 25, Katie Greer for three. Northwestern in front, 5-2. Drill across the timeline. He'll pass it to Sam Quigley right side. Back to Jackson Money. He'll bring the ball around. He'll work it back. He'll go in the three-point area. He'll go in the paint. Take it back out. Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble. He'll work it right side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. He'll work it down low. Jackson Money off the glass. In the paint. Jackson Money for two. Jackson Money on the season. Shooting 53%. Two-point territory. He'll work it to the front court. 5-4 contest. Northwestern in front with the basketball in the front court on the dribble. Quentin Yackel. They give it to Barry. Take that back. He's going to give it inside. Mario Reed. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Tipton. Spreads the board. Sam Quigley. They're working down low in a hurry. Reverse layup for Jackson Money. Jackson Money ran out of real estate. Had to go reverse. Got their two-point bucket. 6-5 contest. Tipton in front. So we're going back out top. Mario Reed. Pass it out top 25. Caden Greer. Cohen Barry, he'll cross over. We're going to get Brady Carpenter. They're going to count the bucket. I'm not sure that bucket should count. That's probably an NBA continuous right there. They're going to give him the bucket. They're going to call a foul on Grady Carpenter. He's got one. Cohen Barry going to the stripe. He's going to shoot for the bonus. Cohen Barry on the season shooting 70% from the foul stripe. He's 28 for 40. He'll get one more. 7-6 contest, Northwestern in front. Cohen Barry, good, three-point play. Substitution in the ballgame. First time we're going to see number 15, Connor Austin, taking a breather for Northwestern is number 30, Connor Bossy. So they still leave Connor in the ballgame, they just have different last names. Going to bring the ball in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be full-court pressure. Jackson Money gets it in, Nolan Swan. 11 going to guard 11, that's Matt Polk. Matt Polk in the game for Northwestern. Matt Polk is a 5'11 junior. Outside the arc, three-point shot, Sam Quigley rims out. Rebound secured in the front court now. That's number 20, Preston Sims on the board. Preston Sims enters the ball game, 6'4", sophomore. Outside the arc, three-point shot wouldn't go. Northwestern, that was 25, Caden Greer. Back to the front court now, Tipton Blue Devils, Jackson Money. Gets it to Nolan Swan, he'll go baseline. He'll bring it back out. Jackson Money, behind the arc, working against Jackson is 15, Connor Austin. Ball's going to get loose, it's going to go out of bounds on the side court. They're going to save a glass touch by Tipton. Gavin Hare going to enter the ball game. Gavin Hare, where's number 4, 6'2" junior. Gavin Hare enters the ball game, shooting 67%, two-point territory. He's 40% behind the arc, working out top of the basketball. Cohen Barry. To get it back, number 11, Matt Polk. They're working outside behind the arc. They'll bring it back out. That's 25, Caden Greer. Back to Cohen Barry. Cohen Barry dribbling the basketball, 6'7". Catches passes for the football team. Working behind the arc on the dribble to pick it up, Matt Polk. They're working into Barry, into paint. They'll take a floater, won't go. Quigley tried to draw the foul. There's no whistle whatsoever. In the front court with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. 3:20 on the game clock. First quarter. Outside the arc, three-point shot, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan puts the Blue Devils up by one. Blue Devils 9-8, balls in the front court. Cohen Barry, they're working around the perimeter. They'll go to the corner with it. On the dribble, he'll bring it back out. That's 25, Caden Greer. They get the ball back in a hurry from the corner. That was Connor Austin. Working around the perimeter, Cohen Barry. Three-point shot on the way, good. Left elbow extended. Number 20, Preston Sims. For three, Preston Sims on the season, shooting 34% behind the arc. He's now 9 for 24. We're going to cross the timeline with the basketball. Nolan Swan Grady Carpenter. Left side back out top, Jackson Money. Toward the right side around the perimeter on the dribble. Spin move at the free throw line. Nolan Swan lost the handle. Went from a seated position. Saved the basketball to Jackson Money. Back out top. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Worked down Nolan Swan. Passes it down low. Nolan Swan with an assist to Jackson Money. Jackson Money getting some points here in the first quarter. 2:13 on the game clock. 11-11. Tie ball game. Northwestern in the front court. Working the basketball at the 11. Matt Polk. Works it around to Greer. Right side. Cho and Barry. To the corner once again. Matt Polk. Back to Greer. That's Cho and Barry on the dribble. Back out top to Greer. Left side. Working around the perimeter. 1:52 left here in the first quarter. Tie ball game at 11. Going to be a chess match tonight. Strategy in the forecast. Going to work it back out top, moving the basketball. That's Greer. Katie Greer. He'll dribble it. Working against him loosely is Sam Quigley. Backtail dribble near the center line, in the center circle. He'll reset the offense. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Out top of the basketball, number 11, Matt Polk. They get the ball out top again. They'll bounce behind the arc. Caden Greer. They're working down baseline. Get it back out to Greer. They're working the ball around the perimeter, making the Blue Devils use their legs. Blue Devils got plenty of legs. They don't have a game after tonight for 8 days. You're going to loose ball on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. No, it's going to be a timeout. Coach Cliff Hawkins, after Quigley picks up the loose ball and ties it up, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention the Hamilton County Reporter. If you'd like to get the Hamilton County Reporter delivered to you in your mailbox, in county rate, just $24 a year. Out of county rate, just $60 a year. All you need to do is contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. If you want to get your Hamilton County Reporter delivered to your inbox on your computer, contact Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. So then inbound the basketball. Working it right there. He brought in. Side court. Blue Devils in the ball game. It's Connor Hassong. Hassong wears number 20. Connor Hassong, he's a 6'3" senior. Across the sideline on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Working against him, 11, Matt Polk. Back out top, long shot, 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter, rebound, secured by Connor Bostic. To the front court on the dribble, Matt Polk. Matt Polk, center circle. He'll stay right there. He'll give you a back step. Maybe not. He's close to that center line. He's going to go stationary dribble. Looking for the last shot. 35 seconds left here in the first quarter. 11-11. Good tie-up ball game going on tonight. East division. Both teams are 2-0 in the East. Going to dribble in. Just outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Sims. Back the other direction. 18 seconds. Blue Devils have time. They're working down low. 2-point bucket. Good. Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare got open and Grady Carpenter found him. 13-11. Front court. Northwestern. 6 seconds left. Out top is Sims. He'll bounce it in. They're working inside out. Play Greer. Blocked shot. Connor Hassong blocks the 3-point shot. It goes nowhere. At the end of one quarter of play. Tipton, 13. Northwestern, 11. We'll mention this game is brought to you in part by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern for where you're going or where you're at, you can text message Lisa Stokes Bear or you can call her at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Just contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. So the first buzzer sound. Second buzzer getting ready to buzz out. Second quarter going to begin. Alternate possession arrow going to give it to Northwestern. 8 minutes on the game clock, 13-11. Blue Devils in front. Should mention the Blue Devil Raylands are all blue, draped in white. We'll mention the Blue Devils. Should say this. The Tigers of Northwestern wear the white uniforms draped in purple. You know I like purple and white. The Vikings can play the Giants Sunday at 4:30. Thank goodness there's no basketball or anything else going on. Watch that game. Outside the arc, working the basketball at 24, Quentin Dakel. They're working down low, off the glass. Got a good shot. Got a good pass. Credit the bucket. 15, Connor Austin. Working into the front court, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Working against him, 24, Quentin Dakel. They're working right side, Jackson Money back outside, Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble, outside the paint. They turn around and take a shot. They left him open. Nolan Swan, that's like a game of horse. 2-point bucket for Swan. Blue Devils in front, 15-13. In the front court with the basketball. Beyond the line, shot taken. Going to hit the apparatus, no call. Blue Devils rebound the basketball anyway. That 3-point shot would have been two. That was number 30, Connor Boskin. To the front court, Brady Carpenter. Here go baseline. Going to be a hold. They're going to call a hold up there on the baseline. 15, Connor Austin. Grady Carpenter likes to get that chicken wing out there. I was concerned when the whistle blew. 15-13, 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Taking a breather for Northwestern is 15, Connor Austin. Back in the ballgame after a short stint for a break at 23, Cohen Berry. 6'7" senior. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. In their own front court for the Blue Devils. Looking to get in, Nolan Swan from the corner, 3-point shot in a hurry. Rims off, wouldn't go, rebound. Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry, as mentioned, averaging 6.8 rebounds a game. Loose in the paint right there, couldn't handle it. That was Connor Bossy. Back the other way, Blue Devils in the front court. Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble, he'll go left side, he'll go baseline. We're going to get him at Cohen Berry. They kick it outside, 3-point shot is good. We're going to credit the bucket. Nolan Swan, a couple of steps beyond the arc. He gets fouled during the shot. They're going to say it was on the way down, so he's going to get one more. If he would already landed, that's going to be a foul on the floor. The Blue Devils would have got the ball back. Number 11, Nolan Swan, going to try for the 4-point play. Nolan Swan on the season, averaging 78%, couldn't get that one. He got three. Couldn't get the four. 18-13. Blue Devils by five. Balls in the front court. Northwestern. Looks to the left side around the perimeter. Preston Sims. Now back to Mario Reed. He'll dish it back. 30. Bossy. Out top. Cohen Berry picks up his dribble. Works it to Mario Reed. Inside the arc. He'll pack back pedal dribble. Straight beyond. Straight out top of the key. He'll work it right side. Moves the basketball. Quentin Yackel. Back to Greer. It's going to be a whistle. Connor Bostic ends up with the basketball. They're going to end this, call this call as some foul on Tipton. It's going to be whistled on number three. Grady Carpenter catching it with the ball game. So Grady Carpenter going to take a breather. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Ball brought in. Connor Bostic. We're going to Cohen Berry. He tries a bounce pass. It's deflected, picked up by the Blue Devils. Nolan Swan passes it up ahead, off the glass, in the paint, Jackson Money for two. 20-13, Blue Devils by seven. Working the basketball, outside the arc on the dribble. Caden Greer, they work it back out top. Connor Bostic, behind the arc, looking for a screen right there. Cohen Berry, he'll set a screen. It's going to be an offensive foul, a moving screen on Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry's going to walk back the other direction. So Cohen Berry picked up his first foul in the ballgame. 5:38 clock moving. Blue Devils bring it to the front court. Mario Reed guarding Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the dribble to the front court now. Jacksonman behind the arc out top. Sam Quigley. Back out Nolan Swan. He'll dribble the paint. Take a shot short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Nolan Swan comes up with a rebound. They work it back out. Deep in the front court, Jackson Money back to Sam Quigley, into Nolan, in the paint, high dribble. He's going to get his shot blocked by Quentin Yackel. Back the other direction, Cohen Berry lost the handle. Ball came up with by Landon Spidell. He must have backstepped on the baseline. They're going to give the ball back to Northwestern in their front court. 5:08 on the game clock, second quarter. Could be brought in just under the bucket. Pretty close to the backboard, that was Cohen Berry. Bounce pass in to Mario Reed. Behind the arc, working against him, Tim Quigley. So we're going to see the corner, Cohen Berry. He'll dribble it back out, working against him, Jackson Money. He'll pick up the dribble, go to the corner, Mario Reed. Crossover, Mario Reed working the basketball. His shoes might be trying to slick right there. He just cleaned the bottom of them, I'm sure. Back out top of the center circle. Basketball right there, right elbow, Cohen Berry. Inside out play, 3-point shot, good. 25, Caden Greer. Greer for three, 20-16. Blue Devils by four, both in the front court, Nolan Swan. Going to be a bump foul, they're going to call the hold. She'll be whistled on Northwestern, number 24, Quentin Yackel. Yackel going to pick up the personal. He's going to pick up his second in the ballgame. Team foul number five, accumulative here in the first half on Northwestern. Tipton with two fouls thus far in the first half. Going to be brought in. Nolan Swan, Jackson Money, backcourt picked up by Nolan. You're across the timeline. Working against him is Mario Reed. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. He bounces. Here's the elbow left side, Jackson Money. Works it out to Maverick Conaway. He'll dribble the paint, kick it back out. Sam Quigley couldn't get the shot away. He'll drive the lane. Left-handed floater off the glass. Couldn't get it. But he'll shoot two. They're going to whistle a foul against Northwestern. Number 30, Connor Bostic. Bostic's going to pick up the foul. He has two. Team foul number six. So the Blue Devils in the bonus the rest of the quarter. 4:11 left here in the second. Going to the foul line is number five, Sam Quigley. Quigley working on that average at the foul stripe. He's getting the start tonight. He's a hard-working young man. First shot, you're good. Speaking of a hard-working young man, back in the ballgame, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare back in, going to give a breather to Landon Spidell. Sam Quigley. Second shot is good. He gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 22-16, Blue Devils by six. Going to be brought up in the, from the backcourt at number 11, Matt Polk. Polk out top, where you get him is Maverick Conaway. Nearly a steal. We're going to back out top, Mario Reed. He'll dribble left, he'll cross over into paint. Tough foul, no foul called. Jump shot by 12 foot. Good for Mario Reed. Mario Reed gets in the scorebook. 3:45 on the game clock. Nolan Swan, front corner, work at left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Back out top, Sam Quigley. Thought about it for me, he'll step in. 14-footer, he'll give it back to Nolan Swan. Swan near the free throw line, back pedal, working right side, Sam Quigley. Quigley working against him is 30, Bostic. We'll get jump shot. Two-point area would go. Nolan Swan. Rebound secured. Northwestern, Matt Polk. To the front court, Cohen Berry. Back to Polk. They're working around the perimeter. Long three-point shot. Mario Reed. Rims off, would go. Rebound fought for. Going to be picked up right there by 30. Connor Bostic. They keep the ball alive in the front court. They're working left side behind the arc. Caden Greer. They're working back out. They'll reset the offense with number 11, Matt Polk. Working against him is Gavin Hare. From the screen. Thought about a give and go. Nobody open. Maverick Conaway playing good defense. We're going to back out top. We're going to right side. Three-point shot. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go for number 11, Matt Polk. Rebound tipped it. They go down low. Off the glass. No one. Another good pass to the paint. Jackson Money off the glass. Jackson Money has to be in double figures already in the first half. 2:30 on the game clock. Working it, going to back his way in. Two-point shot, good. Works his way in the paint, Connor Bostic. Bostic for two. 24-20. Blue Devils by four. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Nolan Swan. Working against him, Matt Polk. Works to the left side, Sam Quigley. Back out top, Jackson Money. Jackson Money thought about it. Reed dishes off, Nolan Swan. In the paint, underhanded scoop shot. Good, Nolan Swan for two. 26-20, Blue Devils by six. Working in the front court, Mario Reed. He'll dribble in. He was committed, trying to draw a charge right there. Two guys, Blue Devils, that's difficult to draw a charge when two guys hit the deck. You don't know who to call it on. He calls the blocking foul. He takes the easy way out. 1:55 on the game clock. Substitutions back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 21, Landon Spidell. Number 20, Connor Hassong. Taking a breather, Maverick Conaway and Gavin Hare. 1:55 left, second quarter. He brought in left, right of the bucket on the baseline by Northwestern. They're tipping in, and it's tipped away. It'll be the last touch. They're going to say it was last touch by Northwestern. And they're going to give it back to the Blue Devils. It's going to be brought in side court deep in the backcourt. Jackson Money to Nolan. Nolan gives it back to Jackson. Jackson going to dribble across the timeline. We're going to get Mario Reed. Screen set out front. Landon Spidell and working to the corner. Sam Quigley. Quigley's going to bring it back out, reset the offense with Jackson Money straight away. Working against him is Matt Polk. Behind the arc, Sam Quigley, he'll backpedal dribble. Working against him, Caden Greer. 1:27 left. Second quarter, Nolan Swan thought about a deep three. It gets to the corner, Connor Hassan for three. Shot wouldn't go, but he'll shoot three times at the free throw line. Connor Hassan. Just some severe blockouts after the shot. You just got to watch what you're doing. 26-20. Connor Hassong at the free throw line. Connor Hassong, the only Blue Devil shooting 100% from the stripe. He's 8 for 8. First shot is good. He's still 100%. 9 for 9, Connor Hassong, the lefty. Not only does he play golf, Gavin Hare plays golf, and Maverick Conaway plays golf. Second shot, also good. Two at the strike for Connor Hassong. He's still shooting 100% on the season. He's 10 for 10. 1:14 on the game clock. 28-20, Blue Devils by 8. In the front court, Northwestern Tigers. Out top, Mario Reed. He'll dribble right side and bring it back out and work it right side. That's Matt Polk, number 11. Out top, they're working around. Caden Greer, left side, Sims. Sims for three. That's Preston Sims. Gets another three from the other side of the court. Right elbow extended. It's 28-23. Blue Devils by 5. 45 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Connor Hassong on the dribble. He can work his way around to get it right side. Sims Quigley. Difficult pass to handle. Going to go out of bounds. Belongs to Northwestern. 39.8 left. Northwestern to bring it to the backcourt. Coach Gish is going to send in Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry is going to play in the ballgame here. He's going to go offensively. Taking a breather is Matt Polk. Going to be brought in side court by the Northwestern bench by Sims. Cohen Berry going to walk it to the front court on the dribble. 33 seconds left. Cohen Berry out top. We're going to get Sims Jackson Money. To Mario Reed, he's got the triple threat. He'll backpedal dribble. Working against him, Sam Quigley. We're going to work it back left side. Sims with the basketball. He'll dribble out top nearly stolen. And it is stolen by Nolan Swan. He goes the distance. They're going to say he drug his foot, and I'm not so sure. They're going to say he drug his foot on the jump stop, and you probably have a micrometer to tell that. 10 seconds left. Northwestern in the front court. Out top of the basketball is Caden Greer. Working against him is Connor Hassong. And we're playing a touch ball game here in the last minute. In the foul whistle, Connor Hassong, he's going to take up his first. Team foul number 4 on Tipton. Going to be brought in. 3 seconds left. Side court in the front court. Run into Greer. Can't get the shot away. He did get the shot away. Wouldn't go. That was a long 3 seconds. So we're going to halftime. Halftime score, Blue Devils 28, Tigers 23. We're going to get the listen to the band, make some joyful noises. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Again, that's 317-773-4800. Indiana Express Rentals, they're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on-site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk right there at Indiana Express Rentals. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., that's Indiana, Express Rentals. The game is also in part being brought to you by Gene's Auto Parts. Gene's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero, right there next to State Road 19. Another word for it is Peru Street, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Gene's Auto Parts in Cicero. Well, so mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by TripsAndFishers.com. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. Again, that's TripsAndFishers.com. It's 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Matter of fact, Fishers, if you like hockey, they're getting ready to build an arena. It'll work more for than just hockey. It's going to seat 7,000. If you've not been to Fishers lately, you're missing out. That place is growing. Well, mention they have two Hamilton County locations. That's Fritz Auto Sales. We'll mention Fritz and Fishers. They're at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Noblesville and Westfield, along State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory right there on the lot. You can call them up in Noblesville at the dealership, 317-773-2232. That's FritzAndFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. In a pretty good exhibition out on the floor. Young cheerleaders, gymnastics. Well, they're doing that. We'll talk about Class 2A. Class 2A boys basketball coaches poll for this week. January 10th was the tabulation. Here's the top 16. At number 1, it's Clinton Stockton. They are the Miners. They're currently 12-1. At number 2, Fort Wayne Blackhawks Braves. They're 13-1. At number 3, it's South Spencer. They are the Rebels. They're 11-1. At number 4, it's Wapahani. They are the Raiders, 10-1. At number 5, Taylor Titans. The Taylor Titans are currently 11-0. We'll mention tonight they are at Clinton Central doing battle with Coach Derek Davis. That's tonight. And tomorrow night, they will travel to Western to battle with the Panthers. That's tomorrow night on the 14th of January. We'll mention at number 6, Gary, 21st Century Cougars, 10-3. At number 7, Brownstown Central Braves. Brownstown Central Braves, 9-3. Their head coach is Dave Benter. Dave Benter, I tell you what, 25th year to coach right there at Brownstown Central. He's got a 73% winning percentage. That's remarkable. 434 wins, 160 losses, 594 games under his belt. All the games right there at Brownstown Central. At number 8, University High School, the Trailblazers. They're currently 9-1. At number 9, Southwestern Rebels. That's in Hanover. They're 12-2. At number 10, it's Providence Pioneers. They're 7-3. At number 11, it's Carroll. The Carroll Cougars right there out of Florida. Right there off of 18, they're 8-2. Again, they're at number 11. And at number 12, it's Eastern Hancock. They are the Royals. They're 8-4. At number 13, Wabash. The Wabash Apaches. They're 9-3. At number 14, Tipton Blue Devils. The Tipton Blue Devils are 9-3. At number 15, it's Covenant Christian. The Warriors, which has been about 3 or 4 years ago, the Blue Devils participated in a tournament there around Christmas time. Bethesda Christian was there. It was a good, well-done tournament. It ended up in the main gym at Covenant Christian. Covenant Christian currently 9-3 there at number 15. At number 16, ending up the rankings here in the coaches poll for this week, Park Tudor. Park Tudor Panthers, 6-5. I was at Park Tudor, it must have been 10, 12 years ago. I was keeping scorebook, and we looked across the way there. There's Larry Bird eating popcorn. His son was playing in the ballgame, freshman. Got to see his son shoot free throws. His son shot free throws just like Larry did. Say, well, he made them, too. And we'll mention also on his team was Tony Dungy's son right there. Tony was not on hand that night, but his mom was there watching the young Dungy boy. Well, as I mentioned right now, we'll talk about the Class 3A Boys Basketball Coaches Poll. 3A Coaches Poll is the top 18 this week in the state of Indiana. Again, these were tabulated on January 10th. At number one, it's Mishawaka Marion. They are the Knights. They're 12-1. At number two, it's Northwood, the Panthers. They're 10-2. At number three, North Babies. They are the Cougars, 12-2. At number four, Norwell, the Knights are 11-2. At number five, it's South Bend, Washington. They are the Panthers. They are 11-2. And I got to mention, last year, South Bend, Washington won Class 3A girls basketball. They won it the year before. Say what? They are currently 18-0. And they're number one in Class 4A, but they really qualify for 3A according to enrollment at the school. But they got the success factor thrown at them. They got 6 points in 2 years. So they're playing a 4A schedule. But if you look back, they are a 4A schedule. They're at number one. And they're really a 3A school. That's Coach Steve Reynolds. What a coach. Working in year number nine at South Bend, Washington as the girls coach. At number six in the boys poll this week, Class 3A, West Noble. They are the Chargers. They're 10-1. At number seven, Beach Grove. They are the Hornets. 7-4. At number eight is Indianapolis, Bishop Chittard. They are the Trojans. They're 7-2. At number nine, Scottsburg Warriors. They're 10-2. At number 10, it's Oak Hill, the Golden Eagles. They're 11-1. At number 11, it's Lake Station. The Fighting Eagles are 9-1. At number 12, it's Peru Tigers. Peru Tigers used to be in the MIC. They're now in the Three Rivers Conference. Tonight, they are at a good team. They're at Mequonnequaw. They're 9-3. The Peru Tigers, 9-3 at number 12. At number 13, Lebanon Tigers. Lebanon Tigers, currently 10-3. Friend of mine, I'll say that, because he wishes me happy birthday on Facebook a couple of times. I appreciated that. Coach Albert Hendricks. Coach Albert Hendricks working in year number 13 at Lebanon High School. Tonight, he's going against Tri-West. Tri-West tonight. The Lebanon Tigers are at number 13. They're 10-3 presently. At number 14, Evansville Memorial Tigers. They're 7-3. At number 15, Brabus Jesuit. They're the Braves. They're 7-5. At number 16, Darren Catholic. The Golden Eagles are 7-5. Number 17, Heritage Hills. They are the Patriots. 9-2. And if you didn't know, Jay Cutler, quarterback for the Bears. Came out of Heritage Hills right there in Santa Claus Land, Indiana. Number 18, winding out the lineup here to this week, Tippecanoe Valley. They are the Vikings, 9-3. Clock on the buzz out. Timing was good there. I give him all the credit. Going to be brought in half court. Nolan Swan's going to inbound the basketball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to be guarding the inbound right there, 24, Quentin Yackel. Guarding the entry man, Mario Reed. That's Grady Carpenter. He gets the ball to Grady in the backcourt. Mario going to pick him up at half court. He'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Jackson Money will bring it back out. He'll go right side behind the perimeter. We'll get back in. Grady Carpenter just outside the paint. Shot's going to go. Toe and Barry keeps it alive, picked up there by Jackson Money. They get it back to Nolan Swan, spin move into Payne. Opposite way, they get to Maverick Callaway, back to Jackson, now straight out top. Grady Carpenter, looking against him is Greer. Lost the handle right here on the pass. Jackson Money just took a half an eyeball off of it and lost the handle. It ends up in the hands of the official standing out of bounds. So the ball brought in Northwestern. Northwestern's first possession of their second half on the dribble there, 24, Quentin Yackel. Little base finds the basketball. Mario Reed, ball tipped out of bounds off of Mario. Sam Quigley, good defense. Mario Reed, not quite sure. 28-23, five-point advantage. Blue Devils, 7-18, just started the third quarter. In the front court, Sam Quigley. Get it back to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Going to get a shot blocked from behind. That was 24, Quentin Yackel. A good, clean block shot from behind. Ball didn't make it to the rim. Came down, hit the foot of Nolan Swan, went out of bounds. Belongs to Northwestern. Crossing the timeline, left-handed dribble, he'll cross over. Crossing the timeline, Quentin Yackel. Looking to the corner, Cohen Berry back out top. Mario Reed on the dribble, he'll dribble in left elbow. He'll go baseline to Berry. Opposite pass to the corner, Caden Greer. Caden Greer back out top and move the basketball. Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry doesn't seem to be getting the shots that he's probably used to. Tipped and play a good defense. It's going to be a charging foul as Mario Reed drives the lane and Nolan Swan steps up to draw the charge. So working right there, number two, Mario Reed picks up his second foul in the ballgame. First foul, period, in this second half, either team. To the front court, Nolan Swan passes, Sam Quigley in front of the Blue Devil bench. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble in. Spin move at the foul line. Kick it back out. Jackson Money works it left side behind the arc. Nolan Swan. Baseline. Maverick Callaway on the dribble. Back out to Grady. Grady going to get a fadeaway. About a 12-footer. Way to go. Rims out long. Rebound Cohen Berry. Berry going to dish off. He'll get the ball back. They work the ball around Caden Greer. Back to Mario Reed. He'll drive the lane. He'll draw a foul. He'll shoot two. His main objective was to get fouled, but maybe make the shot. It rims out. He'll get two shots at the foul line. Mario Reed shooting a couple. Foul whistled. Maverick Conaway, he's got one. First shot rims out. Wouldn't go. He gets some encouragement on the lane. 6:07 left, third quarter. Second shot, got it. Back in of a two-shot foul for Mario Reed. Four-point advantage for Tipton. 28-24. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. We're going to hear him, Mario Reed. Going to work it right to the left side, I should say. Sam Quigley behind the arc. Out top, Jackson Money will move it back around. Grady Carpenter. Sam Quigley, he was near open. Thought about a shot. Back to Grady Carpenter. And the back out top to Maverick Conway. Back to Grady. Little bumping going on. No whistle. Going to bring the ball back out. He'll cross over behind the back in the paint. Grady Carpenter lays it over the rim. Soft touch for Grady. Two-point basket. 30-24. Blue Devils by six in the front court. Mario Reed brings it back out. Works it back around. 25, Caden Greer. Works it back down low. Trying to get it low right there to Bostic. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Blue Devils going to bring it 84 feet from the backcourt. Patrick Conaway brings it in. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to be picked up by Quentin Yackel. He'll bounce it right side. Sam Quigley in front of the Blue Devil bench. Triple threat. He'll dribble. He'll work it right side. And behind the arc, Nolan Swan going to dribble in. Take it back out. Grady Carpenter for three. Three-point shot good. Grady Carpenter. A nice pass to set him up from Nolan Swan. 4:55 left. Third quarter, 33-24. Blue Devils by nine. Behind the arc on the dribble. Mario Reed goes dribble in. They'll get it back to Quentin Yackel. Back out top. Bostic in the paint. He'll take a jumper. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Jackson Money. Jackson Money. Skying for a rebound. Jackson Money averaging 3.6 rebounds per contest. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. Playing defense right there. Was 24, Quentin Yackel. Yackel going to pick up his third foul in the contest. He's disappointed. He's going to take a breather. And also entering, leaving the ball game is Mario Reed, number 2. The Blue Devils bring it in the ball game for Northwestern, number 20, Preston Sims. He could have hit a couple of threes in the first half coming off the bench. Long shot would go. Rebound out of there. Northwestern back the other direction. Sims. Sims might have got away with a step. Going to be a reach-in foul right there. Nolan Swan playing defense. Nolan Swan on a reach-in. You got to pick and choose when you want to attempt a reach-in. That cost Nolan Swan his second foul. 4:15 on the game clock. Going to pass it to the backcourt. Picked up by Matt Polk. Polk wears number 11. Good matchup right there. Jackson Money and Polk. Working back out, Cohen Berry, 23. Working around the perimeter. Sims back underneath to Berry. He'll back his way in. Shot off the glass, left side. 2-point bucket. As he earns some percussion in the band on that shot. Gonna be a timeout call. 33-26. Blue Devils by 7. Gonna be a full timeout. We're in the third quarter. 3:53 left. Foul situation is 2 each side here in the second half. This game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. RE/MAX Anew Realty, are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Howard, Hamilton, Owen, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty. They're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web. AnewRealtyHomes.com. That's RE/MAX, Anew Realty, in Tipton. So first buzzer sounds, there's the second buzzer. They've got their scoreboard clock automatic set for 60-second timeouts and 30. That makes it easier. They've got the older unit right there for the scoreboard. They want the older unit. Sometimes easier to handle than the newer units. So they bring the ball in. Nolan Swan, backcourt. Grady Carpenter. He's going to guard him full court. That's number 11, Matt Polk. Matt Polk, plenty of energy coming off the bench. We'll mention it. Northwestern is going to play another game tomorrow night. So they're going to try to save their legs. We'll see. Working around the perimeter, Jackson Money back out top to Grady Carpenter. Maverick Conaway going to dribble in back outside. Maverick, he'll work at the left side behind the arc. He'll dribble in now in the paint spin move. Nolan Swan off the glass. Nolan Swan has that soft touch with that off left hand. They go back the other direction. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. 15, Connor Austin. 35-28. A good football score. Blue Devils by 7. Across the timeline with the basketball. Sam Quigley. Triple threat available. Working against him is Connor Bostic. We're working back out top. Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Back out to Jackson Money. They go to the corner. Maverick Conaway for 3. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Going to bounce over the top of the backboard. Out of bounds. Larry Bird shot that shot from behind the backboard. Went over, went in. They counted it as no good. And then they changed the rule. Next year, it can happen that way, and it does. It's still good, as long as they don't hit anything for it. Got that four-foot area behind the backboard. Straight down with the baseline there. We're going to in the front court on the dribble. 15, Connor Austin. Working against him, Jackson Money. The crossover. Out top, back pedal dribble. Austin, he'll work it right side to Polk. Polk going to dribble the left side. He'll dribble in the paint. Outside the paint, he'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound front four. Polk gets his own rebound. They're going to call foul on the floor. Not going to allow the shot, but that's pretty good effort for Matt Polk to chase down his own missed shot in the land of the trees. We're missing Matt Polk, 5'11". He's a junior. Right of the bucket on the baseline. Going to bounce it in. On the dribble, that's Bostic in the paint. He'll dish off. 2-point shot, good. Teammate 15, Connor Austin, again for 2 more. 35-30. 5-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan, he'll pass it right side. Well down the arc. Grady Carpenter out top Jackson Money. They're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to whistle a foul off the ball. Tipton going to give the ball back to Northwestern. Gavin Hare is going to pick up the personal. He's got one. 2:05 on the game clock. Going to be brought into the backcourt. Going to dribble to the timeline at a walk pace. He'll pick up the pace now. That's 11. Matt Polk tried a bounce pass, and it's inadvertent bounce pass, and Sam Quigley locks up Cohen Berry for an alternate possession arrow, and is going to stay in the front court with Northwestern. That's a good way to get the arrow to your side, though. Good job, Sam Quigley. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in, Matt Polk. He'll get it in. Skying with Connor Austin. Connor Austin, a 6'2" senior. Out top of the basketball, Cohen Berry, another senior, 6'7". Pretty good dribbler. Back pedal dribble, he's going to set it up. Center circle, going to dribble it right side with the basketball. It'll be a reach-in foul, and Nolan Swan going to roll the dice again and pick up his third foul here in the ball game. So Nolan picks up his third, team foul number 5. Two thus far second half on Northwestern. They toss it into the backcourt. Sims gets it into Cohen Barrett. They cross the timeline, picking up instructions from coach Jim Dish. Jim Dish, 19th year at Northwestern. We're going to behind the arc. We're going to back around. Outside Bostic, Matt Polk. Bounce pass behind the arc, left side. It's Preston Sims. They'll reset the offense near the center circle with Matt Polk. Dribble it, he'll go right side basket, get the ball back. Working back around, Cohen Berry. Berry spin move at the corner, picks up the dribble, jacks the money right there in his face. 59 seconds, we're under a minute. Third quarter, 35-30. Blue Devils by 5. Working out top, Matt Polk. Behind the arc, they're working down low. Getting into basket, ball tips. Back out into the hands of Preston Sims. Cohen Berry picks up the basketball on a pass that Sims thought he might have thrown away. 37 seconds left. Deep in the front court, right in front of the forward bench, stationary dribble, Cohen Berry. Blue Devils are going to pick up the defense at the three-point line. 25 seconds left. Clock moving, third quarter. 5-point advantage for Tipton. Northwestern Tigers, Matt Polk. Right there in the center circle, stationary dribble, 10 seconds left. Coach Gitchin, let's approach. They approach. Got top, we're working down low. Working into Cohen Berry off the glass. Let him go. Ball goes out of bounds. 0.5 seconds left. It belongs to Tipton. But Tipton cannot catch and shoot. With 0.5, it's going to empty out the quarter. There it is. The Jackson Money takes a shot. I'm not sure it would have counted. But we'll go to a third quarter break at the end of 3. Tipton, 35. Northwestern, 30. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And also, they now restore. Yes, they restore cars and trucks. Reaching out to Central Indiana, all are welcome. And contact AGM Auto. They'll help you out with your restoration. To find them, take Howard Avenue. Go west, young man, off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia ballpark. And I will mention AGM Auto as of the 1st of March. You can find them at their new location just west of Arcadia. And you'll find them there at the Viacom building, 6660, 266th Street. West of Arcadia, just above the big hill right there at the first bridge, west of town. So 8 minutes on the game clock. Band again making a joyful noise. Alternate possession arrow going to give it to Tipton. Blue Devils going to inbound the basketball. Jackson Money triggers it in. Slightly see the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. Mario Reed going to pick up Grady at half court. Going to bounce it outside the arc. Nolan Swan, back door, trying to get the backdoor pass. He wanted a little bit taller. It's intercepted by Northwestern. Mario Reed going to get caught for a jump ball. He's going to jump. He jumped, and he locked up right there. I believe it might have been Maverick. I'm not sure who it was. Maverick's not in there. But jump ball. It's going to alter possession arrow. Gives it back to Northwestern. It's going to be brought in. Outside. Mario Reed. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't do. Sims over the back. No whistle. Rebound out of there. Picked up by the Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter works the left side behind Art Connor Hassong. He'll bounce it back to Grady. Grady picked up there by Connor Bostic. He's going to go baseline or take a floater. He got the bucket. They're going to count it. And Grady Carpenter is going to get one more. Got a 14-foot fadeaway on the baseline. Grady Carpenter absorbs the foul and hits the bucket. He'll have one more. Shot on the way. Good. Three-point play. Grady Carpenter. He entered this ballgame 81% at the free throw line. He leads the team 3 points. Above Nolan. Nolan picked up a steal in the front court of Northwestern. He's going to go the distance. Right-handed off the glass. Two-point bucket. A steal and a bucket. Double dribble right here. Got away with it. Official was behind the basketball player in the front court. Now Bossy. Bossy goes hard to the hoop. He's going to get a tough opportunity for a three-point play. Bossy right-handed. Strong move. Just outside the paint. Right-handed off the glass. Got the bucket. We're going to whistle the foul on 21 for the Blue Devils. That's Landon Spidell. He has one. Team foul number 6 on Tipton. So the bonus in effect, 7 minutes worth for Northwestern. Three-point play is good. Credit the bucket. Number 30, Connor Bostic. 40-33. Blue Devils by 7. Grady Carpenter in the front court, picked up there by Mario Reed. Works the left side, Connor Song. Nolan Swan going to dribble the paint. They go left-handed off the glass. Soft shot. 2 points for Swan. 42-33. Blue Devils by 9. We're going to end in the front court. We're going to back around. Bostic out top. Going to be a whistle. Going to be a timeout called. 30-second timeout. Going to be called by Tipton. We've got about 30 seconds here. We might as well talk about the Northwestern girls basketball team. Northwestern girls coach, Kathy Layden, her husband right there beside her, that's Jeff Layden. They've got 2 state titles right here for Northwestern. I say what, good basketball spoken right here, period. Boys and girls basketball. Kathy Layden, prior to coming over to Northwestern, she spent 1 year at Western. Prior to that, she was at Tri-Central. At Tri-Central in Class 1A, she captured 3 state titles consecutively. Unbelievable. About the best thing I could think of to counter that would be Kevin Wright. When he coached the Warriors of Warren Central, he won 4 state titles in a row. Class 6A, that's unheard of. His dad almost got a state title this year. Got knocked out by North Decatur Chargers. 29-14 in the region. We're going to back in. Bostic in the paint. Kicks it back out. Mario Reed. Elbow right side. Wouldn't go. Grazed the rim. Ball's going to be loose. Going to be a tie-up. Alternate possession arrow. Gives it to Gibson. Blue Devils tie it up. And right there is why you try to get the ball back. So you get the ball back for your team. Going to stop up some perspiration there on the floor. Jackson Money's going to have cleaner shoes now. Going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter. Cohen Barron is going to check back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is Preston Sims. And Grady Carpenter going to bring it in left of the bucket on his own, on the baseline. They're going to go 84 feet with it. Full court pressure. Nolan Swan going to dribble across the timeline and get it right side behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it. Sam Quigley. Quigley's 3-point shot is going to go. Rebound, Mario Reed. They'll go to the front court. He'll work it down low. Off the glass, 2-point bucket. 6'7". Owen Barry. Going to get it back in. Nolan Swan. He'll go to the front court with it. tall pass goes out of bounds, a bit too tall for Jackson Money to reach it. 42-35, Coach Cliff Hawkins going to stop that type of play right here with a timeout. 42-35, 5:56 left, fourth quarter. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devil season. So they're working right there playing some good music from the band. Not to mention, that band's probably six, at least 50 members strong. Brass instruments, percussion, and the band leader right there keeping this in unison. 5:56 on the game clock from the backcourt can be inbound by Cohen Barry. 42-35, another football score on the scoreboard. Blue Devils by 7. Cross the timeline with the basketball in the front court. They go back door. Back door alley-oop. Saving the basketball, Cohen Barry. He'll save it deep in the front court. They'll have another possession. And Mario Reed at the baseline going to get the Michael Jordan type of push-off to create space for that jump shot. Thing was, Michael Jordan didn't get the foul call against Elo, matter of fact. Phoenix going to be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Maverick Conaway looking to get in, gets it in to Nolan Swan. Double team almost. Mario Reed there. Also there was Caden Greer. They'll pass through the front court. Maverick Conaway back to Grady Carpenter. He'll pass through the baseline. Jackson Knight saves almost a bad pass by Grady. Back outside, Quigley. Back outside, Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter. Triple threat. He'll dribble right. Working against him is Bostic. Connor Bostic. Pretty good sized young man. We're going to back outside. Nolan Swan, Jackson Money, center circle. Back to Nolan behind the arc. Working against him, the 24, Quentin Yackel. In the paint, turnaround. Gets rid of it outside the arc. Maverick Conaway to Sam Quigley. Quigley picked up by Bostic. Outside, well beyond the arc, Jackson Money. Blue Devils taking some clock right here on this possession. Going to dribble in off the glass. Going to call an offensive foul. And Grady Carpenter not going to get the bucket. They're going to call him for a foul. Offensive foul. He's going to pick up. Double check here. They got that backwards there. They're calling, yes, it is his third. They put 0-3 up there. It's third foul in the ballgame on Grady. That's an offensive foul. Player control. No shots will be taken. But no Northwestern will shoot the bonus. Next common foul. It'll be a blocked shot. Nolan Swan going to come up a little bit gimpy. We'll hope that he's going to take a breather. We'll see. Nolan Swan going to check out the ballgame. We'll see. Got four fouls thus far. He's a little bit gimpy, but he might need to step out for his fourth foul with 4:46 left. Mario Reed's first shot wouldn't go. Connor Hassong entering the ballgame for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to be checked out right there by Burke Emmert, the trainer. Second shot going to go. Rebound. Bostic. They'll have a new possession after the offensive board by Bostic. 42-35. 4:38 left. Ball between the legs. He's going to roll out of bounds. 24, Clinton Yackel. That happens once in a while. Going to get the ball back to Tipton. Back in the ballgame, number 11, Matt Polk. Matt Polk back in the ballgame, taking a breather for Northwestern. Number 25, Caden Greer, will be brought in by Maverick Conaway into Nolan Swan on the run in the front court. He'll jump past near the center circle. Jackson Money working against him, Matt Polk. Maverick Conaway out center, gives it back to Grady. Grady through the legs, out top, Jackson Money. Taking some clock right here, looking for a good shot. 4:18 left here in the fourth quarter. 7-point advantage for Tipton. Going to be a hands-on, going to be a foul way out top of the circle. There'll be a whistle on number 30, Connor Bossy. Connor Bossy going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. Going to be a timeout called by Coach Dish. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Dish. And we'll mention, if you have not seen the IHSAA.org webpage lately, it's good. Check out the IHSAA webpage, IHSAA.org webpage. They've redone that. They've made it a lot friendlier. It's easier to find where you're looking to be. And they got a slogan right there that says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, it's the playing court. So, right there, inbound the basketball. Grady Carpenter in the front court, across from the bench area, adjacent to the Tipton bench. He'll pass through the backcourt. Nolan Swan takes it up. Picking him up at half court is Quentin Yackel, number 24. Back pedal dribble. Nolan Swan. Out top, he'll do the ball handling execution there. Grady Carpenter out top. Jackson Money back to Connor Song on the dribble. Working against Connor Song is 23. Owen Berry. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan rims out hard. Out there's a rebound. That's Matt Polk, number 11. So working around the perimeter. Working out top, Mario Reed. He'll dribble left side. Take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Grady Carpenter. Picks it up, and he'll go to the front court. Going to be a reach-in foul. We're going to call it a holding foul on number 11, Matt Polk of Northwestern. Matt Polk's going to pick up his second foul in the contest. Team foul number 6, so we're shooting bonus the rest of this ball game either way. Common foul to be brought in. 3, Grady Carpenter into Nolan Swan. He'll dribble. Right side spin move, working against him. It's 24, Quentin Yackel. Back to Grady Carpenter. Moving to the baseline. Maverick Conaway on the dribble. We get it back out, Jackson Money. Center circle, Nolan Swan. Working against him is Matt Polk. Back pedal dribble, Nolan Swan. He's going to pierce the double team. And reach-in foul going to be whistled on Northwestern. Mario Reed was there. He's going to go to the strike. He'll shoot the bonus. They're going to whistle this foul on Matt Polk. He's got 2. Team foul number 7. So 1-1 the rest of the way until we reach 10. Blue Devils with 8 fouls thus far, second half. First shot good. Nolan Swan entered this ball game 21 for 27. 78% he's above that now. Second shot also good. Going to be brought in Barry from the backcourt. 3:08, 44:35. Blue Devils by 9. Backdoor catch to Cohen Barry to save the basketball to Tipton. Ended up with the basketball, Sam Quigley. There's going to be a foul in the backcourt. They're going to whistle this on 24, Quentin Yackel. Quentin Yackel, he's a 6-foot junior. Yackel's going to pick up the foul. Going through the foul stripe is Sam Quigley. That's the 4th foul in the ballgame on Yackel. Sam Quigley working on that free throw percentage. He's trying to get it above 50. He's on his way. Sam Quigley, he's now 5 for 10 on the season. 50%. Second shot also good. 6 for 11, Sam Quigley at the stripe this season. Substitute back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 15, Connor Austin. Connor Austin with some fresh legs off the bench. Connor Austin has fouls to give. Going to be crossing the timeline with the basketball. Mario Reed back to 15, Connor Austin. Connor Austin being guarded there by Jackson Money. They're exhibiting the count there. They're going to get back out to Cohen Berry. Spin move. Might have got away with a palming violation. He's in the paint. Block shot, Grady Carpenter. going to be a foul whistle. They're going back the other direction. It's going to be a bonus. He pointed the other direction. I think that was an inadvertent point. So it's going to be a shooting foul. Two shots going to be awarded to 23, Cohen Berry. He's a 70% free throw shooter. First one rims out long. Cohen Berry enters the ballgame 28 for 40. They'll get one more. Second shot rims off short. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan on the dribble. He goes across the timeline. We're going to get him at Cohen Berry. He's going to go up to the shot. Cohen Berry is going to swap the basketball. But a foul is committed. Nolan Swan going to shoot two. He got fouled in the act of shooting. I believe Swan knew that he wasn't going to get that shot away, but he was going to draw a foul, and he did that. Nolan Swan. First shot up and good. Matt Polk going to check back in at number 11 for Northwestern. Taking a breather, 25, Caden Greer. Greer, a 5'10 senior. Matt Polk, a 5'11 junior. Second shot good. Nolan Swan, 48-35. Blue Devils by 13. 2:24 left here in the fourth quarter. Out top of the dribble, back pedal dribble, Mario Reed. So working back out top on the dribble there. 24, Quentin Yackel. Matt Polk with the basketball. Guard him, Maverick Conaway. Lost the handle. It's picked back up by Connor Austin. Outside the arc. Three-point shot good. Cohen Berry for three. Cohen Berry, to my knowledge, that's his first three-pointer of the season. He's one for one. So timeout on the floor. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products. If you're not sure what the word myriad means, it was taught to me that it means 1,000. So they have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. You can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, INK. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store for all your fulfilling needs for auto accessories. That's Runyon Truck Store, just off of State Road 37. Atlanta, rural area. So second buzzer sounds. Ball's going to be brought in right there. Blue Devils possession. 2:03 left. Fourth quarter. 48-38 after Cohen Berry puts them in. That's right. We're on the baseline. Sam Quigley and Nolan Swan. The half court line on the pass. Grady Carter back to Maverick Conaway. They're in the front court now. Nolan Swan on the dribble. We're looking down low, Maverick Conaway. Near the paint, he'll bring it back out. Bounce pass, Matt Grady Carpenter. Going to throw it back to Mario Reed. Trying to get it to Jackson Money, a little bit out in front of Jackson. Working it back behind the arc. Cohen Berry, he'll dribble in. Floater, finger roll, he'll get it. Finger roll at the rim for 5'6'7", Cohen Berry. And he'll get one more. They're going to whistle a foul on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter has four in the ballgame. 1:39 left. Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter, each with four. Rims off, wouldn't go. He got the two-point bucket. Couldn't get the three-point play, but they got the rebound in the front court. Sims, Preston Sims for three, wouldn't go. Rebound, tip back. It's good. Cohen Berry gets the two. We have another chance for the three-point play. And Grady Carpenter is going to lead the ball game with his fifth foul here in the ball game. Grady Carpenter thought he might have got a good block on that play. They're going to call foul, and he's going to set down Gavin Hare. Number four, Gavin Hare back in the ball game. Gavin Hare going to go low on the block, left side adjacent from Nolan Swan. Coming off the block low is Jackson Money. He's behind the arc. 3-point play opportunity for Cohen Berry. Shot up and good. 90 seconds left in regulation. 48-43. To the front court. Maverick Callaway. Putback is good. Gavin Hare with the putback. That should have been goaltending. Cohen Berry locks it up against the backboard. Might have got on the way up. Might have been a good call. They get the bucket anyway. Going to be an offensive foul in the front court for Western. They're going to whistle this foul on Preston Sims. Trying to cut himself a pathway. 50-43. 1:10. 1:10 left during the fourth quarter. He'll be brought in Sam Quigley. This is Jackson Money. Jackson Money picked up half court by Cohen Berry. Ball's loose. Going to be a jump ball. Could have called timeout. Tipton did not have to use, well, they didn't have the arrow. They're going to call a timeout. And Northwestern, probably a good beast to talk about right now. They're not quite happy with that timeout being given away when it was likely in most eyesight in the gym could have been a tied-up jump ball. 30-second timeout. We'll mention. LittanySports.com. And Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights captured the 1A title this past spring at Victory Field. The Knights finished the season 27-6. We're making football in the fall. Putting in sports to Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. This season, 21 Tipton Blue Devil basketball games. We'll do the postseason. Central Catholic, 3 ball games during the season. Hamilton Heights girls basketball, 16 games. And going to be a postseason also. And tomorrow, Tipton and Hamilton Heights girls basketball at Tipton. Check it out. 1:30, puttingesports.com. Locked up in the front court there. Right corner baseline. Tipton comes up with a timeout there. They had possession on that one for sure. Full 60-second timeout by the Blue Devils. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers at Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. It's Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. So they're playing some joyful noise right there in the Northwestern band. It sounds marvelous. Going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Tipton. Sam Quigley going to inbound the basketball. Deep in their own territory. Right corner on the baseline. We're in the end. Bounce basket into Nolan Swan. 55 seconds and counting. Ball's in the front court. Nolan Swan picks up the dribble. Gets it to Jackson Money. Mario Reed there to play defense. They get it to Maverick Callaway. Maverick Callaway going to shoot at the foul line. Maverick Callaway, the double bonus in effect. So Mario Reed with 4 fouls in the contest. Nolan Swan and Mario Reed, opposite teams. Both guys are on the floor with 4 fouls. 46.8 reps. First shot up and good. Maverick Callaway. There's yet one more. Back in the ballgame for Northwestern. 25, Caden Greer. Taking a breather is number 11, Matt Polk. Maverick Callaway, one more shot. He's in. Maverick Callaway pulls to 50% on the season. He's 2-for-4. Bring through the crossroads. Front court, Mario Reed on the dribble, back behind the back to go off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. 38.6 left after the two. Coach Jim Gish calls a timeout. It'll be a 60-second timeout. 7-point ball game. Blue Devils in front, 52-45. And I will also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Scott G. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that next wrestling match in each one before the matches. We'll mention a strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils, and every Friday night we hope to see them in victory lane. This is signed by Scott G., a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. Ball's going to be brought in by Tipton. 84 feet away. Backcourt going to be brought in by Sam Quigley. All the players are in the backcourt. Going to be Pelican, Nolan Swan. Trying to be fouled. They're not calling a foul. They're trying to commit a foul without hurting them, and they're not calling a foul. They're going to call a jump ball. So Northwestern got some time shaved off the clock there. It's down to 29.6. You wonder when you're supposed to try to foul somebody harder or foul somebody just to get a foul, and the official's not quite cooperating with Northwestern there. So we brought in Northwestern basketball and Mario Reed. They were the right side behind the order. That's 24, Quentin Yankel. Tip pass, tipped by Nolan Swan, picked up out of the air by Sam Quigley. It'll be a foul from the backcourt. Behind the back foul, Nolan Swan going to shoot the double bonus. They call that foul. 20 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 52-45. Double bonus each way. Each common foul going to shoot the double bonus, either team. So the only player on the lane is at the free throw line, Nolan Swan, is for Tipton. Four on the lane for Northwestern. First shot up and good. Cohen Berry, Preston Sims, Katie Greer, and Mario Reed on the lane. Second shot also good. Can be brought in to Mario Reed to the front court. Matt Polk on the drive. He'll go baseline. Maverick Callaway trying to keep him from going baseline. Going to pick up the blocky foul. Maybe a little bit of a bump foul. Maybe two shots awarded to number 11, Matt Polk. 15 seconds left. Fourth quarter. They're going to whistle a foul. They're saying it was on Nolan. They're going to say, no, that wasn't Nolan. They're going to say that was someone else. Let's see what the discrepancy is. The official should know who the foul was on. It's Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway picked up the foul. Baseline foul. Two shots from Matt Polk. Right-handed shooter, Matt Polk. First shot up, wouldn't go. Matt Polk, his first time to the strike tonight on the season. That was his first miss. He's 3-for-4. He's down to 75%. Good percentage at the foul strike. Trapped in a corner there, going to bounce out of it. Give it to Jackson Money. Front court, going to be a foul committed. Preston Sims, number 20. Northwestern going to get the foul. He's 6'4". Sophomore. Going to go down deep, right corner baseline. Matt Polk going to stay in the ballgame. Going to talk with Coach Gish there for a moment. Jackson Money. First shot long off the rim, wouldn't go. Jackson Money with a double bonus. Coming back here, talk with Coach. Deep in the backcourt, Preston Sims. Second shot on the way, rimmed out long again. Jackson Money. Rebound. Mario, you get it back to Polk. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims out. At 25, Caden Greer. Ball ends up in the hands of Jackson Money. Clock empties out. 32 minutes gone by.
A good ball game, East Division matchup. Final score, Tipton 54, Northwestern 46. We do appreciate you tuning in. We thank them both fan bases for being here. What a quality ball game in the state of Indiana. They happen all the time. We'll mention, we appreciate our right back home sound check, making sure we didn't go off the air. And we'll mention tomorrow, 1:30 start time, Lady in Sports will be at Tipton High School. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies going to do battle with the Tipton Lady Devils. That should be a good matchup. I believe the Lady Huskies 14 and 3. The Lady Devils, 15 and 5, something like that, 15 and 3. That'll be a good ballgame. We hope you'll tune in. 1:30, tune in about a quarter after. We'll have a pregame. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter. The first we'll mention, we're going to say the Northwestern Tigers are going to be home tomorrow night. They'll be home tomorrow night with the Clinton Central Bulldogs. That'll be at 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. And that should be a good ballgame, too. We'll, until tomorrow, 1:30 at Tipton. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.